worth of experience in steering the thoughts of his superiors, and most of them had been intelligent. He decided to strike out a little.
"Fire now. City folk really fear fire," he said. "That's new. Your primitive villager, he reckoned fire was a good thing, didn't he? Kept the wolves away. If it burned down his hut, well, logs and turf are cheap enough. But now he lives in a street of crowded wooden houses, and everyone's cooking in their rooms, well."
Ronnie glared.
"Fire? Fire? That's just a demigod. Some little tea leaf pinches the flame from the gods, and suddenly he's immortal. You call that training and experience?"
A spark leapt from his fingers and ignited the end of Lutze's cigarette.
"And as for the gods..."
"Johnny come lately's the back of them," said Lutze quickly.
"Right. People started worshipping them because they were afraid of me," said Ronnie. "Did you know that?"
"No, really?" said Lutze innocently.
But now Ronnie sagged.
"That was then, of course," he said.
"It's different now. I'm not what I used to be."
"No, no, obviously not, no," said Lutze soothingly. "But it's all a matter of how you look at it, am I correct? Now, supposing a man, that is to say a..."
"Anthropomorphic personification," said Ronnie Soak. "But I've always preferred the term avatar."
Lutze's brow wrinkled.
"You fly around a lot," he said.
"That would be aviator."
"Sorry, well, supposing an avatar, thank you, who was perhaps a bit ahead of his time thousands of years ago, well, supposing he took a good look around now, he might just find the world is ready for him again."
Lutze waited.
"My abbot now, he reckons you are the bee's knees," he said, for a little reinforcement.
"Does he?" said Ronnie Soak suspiciously.
"Bee's knees, cat's pyjamas and dog's elbows,"
Lutze finished.
"He's written scrolls and scrolls about you, says you are hugely important in understanding how the universe works."
"Yeah, but he's just one man," said Ronnie Soak,
with all the sullen reluctance of someone cuddling a lifetime's huge snit like a favourite soft toy.
"Technically, yes," said Lutze. "But he's an abbot, and brainy? He thinks such big thoughts he needs a second lifetime just to finish them off. Let a lot of peasants fear famine, I say, but someone like you should aim for quality. And you look at the cities now. Back in the old days, there were just heaps of mud bricks with names like and and Ag. These days, there's millions of people living in cities. Very, very complicated cities. Just you think about what they really, really fear. And fear, well, fear is belief, hmm?"
There was another long pause.
"Well, all right, but..."
Ronnie began.
"Of course, they won't be living in them very long, because by the time the grey people have finished taking them to pieces to see how they work, there won't be any belief left."
"My customers do depend on me," Ronnie Soak mumbled.
"What customers? That's Soak speaking," said Lutze. "That's not the voice of Chaos."
"Ha!" said Chaos bitterly. "You haven't told me yet how you worked that one out."
"Because I've got more than three brain cells and you're vain and you painted your actual name back to front on your cart, whether you knew it or not, and a dark window is a mirror, and K and S are still recognisable in the reflection, even when they're back to front," thought Lutze. But that wasn't a good way forward.
"It was just obvious," he said. "You sort of shine through. It's like putting a sheet over an elephant. You might not be able to see it, but you're sure the elephant's still there."
Chaos looked wretched.
"I don't know," he said. "It's been a long time."
"Oh, and I thought you said you were number one," said Lutze, deciding on a new approach. "Sorry. Still, I suppose it's not your fault. You've lost a few skills over the centuries. What with one thing and..."
"Lost skills?"
snapped Chaos, waving a finger under the sweeper's nose.
"I could certainly take you to the cleaners, you little maggot."
"What with a dangerous yoghurt?"
said Lutze, climbing off the cart. Chaos leapt down after him.
"Where'd you get off talking to me like that?"
he demanded. Lutze glanced up.
"Corner of Merchant and Broadway," he said. "So what?"
Chaos roared. He tore off his striped apron and his white cap. He seemed to grow in size. Darkness evaporated off him like smoke. Lutze folded his hands and grinned.
"Remember Rule One," he said.
"Rules? Rules? I'm Chaos."
"Who was the first?"